Abraham and Ismail kept calling people to worship Allah. At that time, there was no place for people to worship Allah. So one day, Allah ordered Abraham to build a house. Abraham said to his son, "O Ismail, Allah has given me an order to build a house." Ismail said, "Do what your Lord has ordered you to do." Abraham asked him, "Will you help me?" Ismail replied, "Of course I will help you." Then they raised the foundation of the house, which is now known as the Kaaba. While building the Kaaba, they were saying, "O our Lord, accept this service from us. Verily, you are the all-hearer, the knower." When they completed the foundation and built the corners, Abraham asked Ismail to find the best stone to lay in one of the corners. Ismail said to his father, "I feel tired," but Abraham insisted. So Ismail went to search for a stone. While he was gone, the angel Gabriel brought Abraham the black stone. He told him that Prophet Adam had brought the stone down from paradise, and it was originally white. However, the sins of the people had blackened it. When Ismail returned and saw the black stone near the corner, he asked his father where it came from. Abraham replied, "It was brought by someone who is more active than you and never gets tired." So they completed the building of the Kaaba while praying to Allah to accept their work. Allah was very pleased with Abraham and Ismail for spreading his message.
And proclaim the pilgrimage among men. They will come to thee on foot and mounted on every camel, lean on account of journeys through deep and distant mountain highways.
With Ghazwa and Dufa and Dima too, come on, O Zaki. It's story time with Ghazwa and Dufa and Dima.